This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
How long will it take Hamas to disarm, and can you guarantee that is going to happen?
Well, they're going to disarm, and because they said they were going to disarm. And if they don't disarm, we will disarm them.
How will you do that?
I don't have to explain that to you. But if they don't disarm, we will disarm them. They know I'm not playing games.
All right, former Missouri Senator Jim Talent on the line with us as we are lucky enough to have him every Thursday morning. Jim, how are you?
I'm fine, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. What do you think the president means by that? American boots on the ground in Gaza seeking out Hamas holdouts?
No. Israeli boots, which are already on the ground in Gaza. I mean, I think when this agreement was reached, I believe I said on the show that it was checkmate for Hamas.
Yep.
If they hadn't done it, Israel would just have gone on to capture all of Gaza City, destroy the tunnel infrastructure, and kill the Hamas fighters that they flushed out. If they did it, they would have to return the hostages, the living ones anyway, and give up their their leverage over Israel. And then if they didn't comply with the rest of the deal, the two most important components are Israel's going to continue destroying the tunnels and they're going to disarm, then Israel would go ahead and do that anyway, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's, I think, what the president means. And I think people in the Middle East and around the world now understand when he says something, you know, he means it. So I expect to see some action soon. And the Israelis are still in, as you know, still occupying over half of Gaza. So we'll see what happens, but, the whole position has changed for the better for the United States in that region.
Senator Dan Buck here. I would love to get your take on the shutdown. We're now into day 16. No real end in sight. I remember back in the day when you were a senator, both you and Kit Bond, if we were working on legislation, whether it be for homelessness or for housing or whatever it was, you could pick up the phone and literally call to get co-sponsors of bills across the aisle. Does that environment still exist, or has it just become so polarized in Washington where they don't even talk to one another to try to gain some type of consensus here?
Yeah, Dan, that's a great question. I think the environment still exists on issues that are not as that don't resonate so much politically. The problem is that you can't. If you're not working on bills, in other words, if you're not trying to do the business of government, then it doesn't make a lot of difference whether you call somebody up to co-sponsor bills, right?
Yeah.
And the Democrats have got themselves behind the eight ball here because it's not good for them if the government remains shut down. That's not a plus, but it's worse for them politically at this point if they give in and do what they should have done all along. So until that, and this has been a, I mean, this shutdown is like most shutdowns. It's political in nature. And until the politics of it changes, I don't think they're going to give up. And because, as I said, it's worse having done it, having shut the government down now for so long, having as an excuse said we have to get A, B, C, and D, which includes, you know, medical benefits for illegal aliens. If they don't get something like that, then their own base asks, well, what was all this for? And they end up worse with their base than they were at the beginning, when the whole point was to try and cure their problem there. So they're behind the eight ball. I don't know how they're going to get out from under it, but I'm going to wait and see.
You don't see us caving? You don't see Republicans caving?
No, but I do think that they're trying. There's discussions going on all the time to try and give the Democrats enough of a fig leaf so they can back off of this. And if they don't, I mean, you know, if you look down the road and this continues, then I think Senator Thune and is going to have to consider how he can round up the votes just to do this without them. Because, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the federal government, but there are things it does that we need to have done, and the people have to get paid.
Yeah.
You know, particularly in the military. Now, Trump is trying to get them paid anyway, but I mean, you've heard all the stories, and it's correct. I mean, if you're a young service member and you're earning $2,500 a month, you can't go without a paycheck indefinitely. You just can't.
That's true. Jim, thank you as always for your time on a Thursday morning.
You're welcome, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.